Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The Trump administration has moved to end a Department of Veterans Affairs policy that allows abortions in cases of rape or incest. Now, the Biden-era rule overrode state bans on abortion, ensuring that VA patients could receive abortions under these circumstances. The proposed change would align the VA with stricter state laws, permitting abortion only to save the mother's life. The supporters of the rollback argue that it restores respect for state sovereignty and it protects unborn life. Critics warn that it will leave veterans without access to abortion. Rape and incest, of course, are tragic, but can the termination of an unborn child's life ever be considered a medical procedure that should be funded by your tax dollars? The administration has refused to use taxpayer resources to end life at VA hospitals. Instead, they are protecting it.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at CommonwealthPolicyCenter.org.